I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. and Britain have imposed a new round of sanctions on Iran. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control Thursday targeted 16 people and two entities in Iran that produce engines that power the drones used in the April 13 attack on Israel. Additionally, Britain is targeting several Iranian military organizations. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron spoke about the sanctions on the sidelines of the G7 summit Thursday.
Given Iran's behavior in backing the Houthis, backing Hezbollah, backing Hamas, and of course the appalling state-on-state attack on Israel, it's quite right that with partners we take further action on sanctions, and that's what Britain has done today, sanctioning a further 13 people and entities to add to the already 400 sanctions that we've put in place.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United States on Thursday effectively stopped the United Nations from recognizing a Palestinian state by casting a veto in the Security Council to deny the Palestinian Authority full membership of the world body.
The result of the vote is as follows. 12 votes in favor, 1 vote against, 2 abstentions. The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the council.
The United States says an independent Palestinian state should be established through direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority and not through UN action. It vetoed a draft resolution that recommended to the 193-member UN General Assembly that the state of Palestine be admitted to membership of the United Nations. Britain and Switzerland abstained, while the remaining 12 council members voted yes. The Palestinians are currently a non-member observer state, a de facto recognition of statehood that was granted by the UN General Assembly in 2012. For additional